Lamed Aleph. Uvim is Dovazehu Inyan Shel Hergu. Learning to do this, to be continually aware of the need to say a tefillah katzora when you butzah, it's a man of habit. Shemtzat mamatz, with a little bit of effort, yafuch etz loyliyos leteva, become natural. V'imayle niflo, shall call tzah u inyan nachutz, shemizdamnim loy la'odom, yitchonon miyad betfilah katzora kodesh baruch hu. Person has a tzah, person needs something, anything small. You say tefillah katzora lakodesh baruch hu. Written by Rishon. And he says, someone who's over this, someone who doesn't makayim this mitzvah of saying a tefillah when he's betzah, is Kamesi Ashgochas Hashem is Baruch Malofu. The Reposhut, we call Inyan Shemiz Damnem Lola Adam, Ima Yoimit Samach Lo Yididi Ubi Yodai Lo Yisroi, and Ima Yad, Ima Vakish Yisro, so this is not a problem. Somebody the other day, their car got stuck, they didn't have, the battery wasn't working. You have cables. You have cables, why? Because you have a problem, you see your friend standing next. So you ask him, can he help you? No? Poshut. So someone has a problem, a Kosh Boch is standing right next to him, and you don't ask him for help? What do you say? You're climbing up a ladder, and suddenly you feel the ladder starting to wobble. Hold on to the Sulam, I'm falling. That's natural, you don't think about it. You don't say Rainy Muchanu Mazum and Makai Mitzis Asse Shall Tfila Batzora, you scream. Vim Kain Misha Deir Magish is Mitzius. Apshuta Shashem is Barach Koru Valeinu Tamit. Somebody who feels Pashut. Hashem is close to us all the time. Lama lo loime bepashtus. Rabbi Shalai Lam Shosra Kivisi Hashem. Why not just say, Hashem, can you please help me? Hashem, hold the ladder so it doesn't fall. Yesh kan od nekuda chashuva. Kshadam beteva, agam shein mishu al yodoi. There's another aspect here, very significant aspect. That a person by nature, even if there's no one standing around, he decided to climb up the ladder when no one was there, and the ladder starts shaking. So he screams. Who's he screaming to? No one. He's screaming himself inside. Well, the not going to fall. It's a natural scream. Someone who's hungry, shelo neida. Oy, alavai, should have something to eat, etc., etc., etc. It's a natural tendency to ask for help from somebody that's standing next to you when you need help. If it's a friend standing next to you, there's somebody standing around that can help you. You shout to them. Then they can quickly help me. Or if there's nobody around, he screams anyway. Who's he screaming to? Himself. Screaming. Stomach talk. Kick your toe against the corner of the bed. You scream. Natural tendency to do something like that. This program Hashem put into us. It's a natural tendency. Animals have a natural tendency to run away from damage. They'll try to kill a cockroach. Yeah, they have a natural tendency to run away from your foot. You have eyelashes. an eyelid that protect your eyes. Try and keep your eye open when there's something trying to fly into your eye. It's a natural tendency to blink. And you have ribs that protect your heart. Same way, we have a natural tendency to shout, to ask, to request, to think about asking help from whoever's close to us. Because that's that solid. Aval. If you peel off one layer of this onion, you'll think about this a little bit more. You'll see that the natural tendency that's activated min shamayim in the minds of everybody is to ask from the source of all the Yeshua's dafka when you're in sorrow. Who's the closest to us? So that's that sort of old tzar. You have a tzar, that's the address. Afterwards, you have to make ishtadlis. I'm not talking about that. You have to ask the God standing next to you to please hold the ladder. Yeah, that's spaghetti ishtadlis. But the inner natural tendency of a person when he's in tzaras, no atheists in a foxhole. You can be having a debate with an atheist on an aeroplane. Yeah, and then suddenly the plane hits an air pocket at 35,000 feet, and the plane loses, like, you know, your stomach's still at 35,000 feet, and the plane's at 30,000 feet. The atheist next to you starts praying just as much as you do. So that's a natural thing, the way we scream for help. Now, our job is to get hold of this and utilize it and become reliable with it. To bind ourselves to the source of all the true salvations. We like not nights of Egel Teva Shani. Lisko Tomid Miuzea Oimit Korovel of Tomid Lishmurt Sakosoloshio. Just habituate oneself to in little things. We always said that, we've spoken about that many times. Don't wait for the big things to happen, God forbid. Then you start waking up. Do the little things. It might sound a bit silly. Do the little things, the little things. Plenty little things in the day that take place. You can ask Hashem for help. Get used to asking for Hashem for help in everything. Then it becomes natural, becomes a normal tendency. Five Waxman said he was driving in a car once and had an accident. There was a woman sitting in the back. As they had the accident, this woman said, "Thank you, Hashem." He said, "That was natural. That was somebody who trained themselves to do that." 5 minutes after the accident, I can also say, "Thank you, Hashem." But while the accident's happening, to scream, "Thank you, Hashem," that takes a little bit of work, you know. Rabbi Akiva said, "Call Yomov." He'd been working on that moment his whole life. Rabbi Akiva didn't start working on it when they started scraping his skin off. That's Call Yomov. It takes work on the little things. You open the fridge to make a cup of coffee and there's milk. Say, "Thank you for the milk." And when it's not there, have a tantrum because there's no milk. And they're also, that's a tzara. Yeah. Thank Hashem, blame Hashem, nachon. But get used to relating the little things. Because then, when the big things happen, you're ready for it. We all have a tendency, a natural tendency, to draw close to a Chodesh Baruch Hu when we're having trouble. Lulei da'enu kedai ayiti oime da'enu kein klal ele lefuch. Moshe l'noise bagala. Person's going on a wagon in the forest, and it looks like the trees are running towards him. Everybody said, "Okay." Because he's going forward, it looks like the trees are running towards him. The eye doesn't distinguish who's running towards who. Is the agala? You've had that sometimes. You parked at a red light in the truck. Yeah. Next, you start moving. It feels like you're moving or whatever. You know, you have that kind of moment. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, you're going in the forest. You don't know if you're moving and the trees are standing still, or the trees are running and you're standing still. When a person's in sorrow, Hashem says, Hashem's running towards you to get close to you because you're in sorrow. But Moshe Kosev, imoy anoichi b'tzara. And it looks like you're running to Hashem. Hashem's running to you to save you. Looks like you're running to Hashem. But in truth, Hashem's running to you. I'm with you, and you and Torah, Hashem says, I come to you. I'm right there. And he tabits, like I'm korov to you. Just don't throw me out the house. That's all. Just don't get rid of me. I'm not any korov, so talk to me. The Midrash of Dvarim Be'eru Chazal Noiris Atzmus Yishol Tfila Moish and Tfilas Moish Rabbeinu Sheit Palel Lekanes Le'eretz Yisrael. This Tfila of Moish Rabbeinu needs to study. This is a Moedikas Moedika Maisa. Anyway, it says like this. Noiris Yishah Ma'os HaMoish. The Midrash in Dvarim there. At that moment, what did Moshe do? Lovesh Sak. He put on sackcloth. He put on what we call ashes and sackcloth. Yeah. The Amud betvile v'tachanunim lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he stood up to daven. We didn't wear sackcloth and ashes when a person wants to daven for something. We don't do that anymore. Well, there was. If I'll talk about it. You see people today wearing sackcloth or whatever. You see it sometimes. It's very unusual. And until the heavens and the earth and the whole of my sabreshis started trembling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around and he instructed for all the gates of Tfilah, of all the rakias, the firmaments, whatever, that the tefillahs have to go through to lock them, and that no based in any of the batidinim, whatever that means, should not makabel this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ilalo yisei lefonov, and this tefillah should not come before Hashem, mipnei shenechtam alav gzmadin, because it was a gzadin written in the Congo and Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. That means if the tefillah comes before Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's it. Hashem has to listen to him. Moshe shah Kodesh Baruch Hu b'vahala, v'omal lehem, l'marach hasharis, Radu Baba Holov and Nalu Kol Share Rakia.
Baba Holov is confusion.
Confusion, yeah. Torah Kosh Bochu Baba Holov. Total confusion. Bakosh Bochu by the Malachim. Shagova Kola Tvila Klape Malu, Big Shilalo is the Rakia, Mipne Kol Tfilosa Shalmoisha, Shiaisa Tfilosa, Dame Lacherim. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was like a sword. It was piercing through all the heavens. U'mechatech, and it was cutting. Ve'enu ma'akev, she'isi tefillosa ma'en shem ha'mefoyresh, she'lomad mi that angel's name, rav v'sofer shel b'nei moroim, al oiser shah hu oime v'shma acharei kol rash gadol baruch kavoid Hashem b'mkoymai ve'ein rash en lezeah, sweat, ve'en gozel, ela Moshe, shenema, gama ish Moshe, godel mo'oi beretz Mitzrayim, ve'en avdei paro, ve'en am adkan. Now, we don't really understand what this midrash is talking about, but we get a sense of the enormous, enormous power that that tefillah had, ad kedei that in Shemayim, there was total ba'ala, because Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah is about to arrive at the Kisei Kovod, and he's going to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to be catastrophic. Don't allow that. As panic. Stations in Shemayim stop that tefillah from getting through, and it's piercing, it's mamash ripping through the heavens. How many tefillahs did he daven? 515 v'eschanan, but there was a 516th tefillah with the most powerful of all of them, and we live off that tefillah today. You know what that one was? The one he didn't daven, because Hashem said to him, don't daven anymore. Hashem said to him, if you ask once more, I'm going to have to let you tear it in Israel. Imagine having that. You've been davening for the lottery for the last 27 years. Eventually Hashem says to you, don't ask once more. If you ask once more, you're going to win the super, whatever it's called. The $20 billion, what's it called?
Powerball.
Powerball, yeah, the Powerball. And you don't ask. You don't ask because Hashem said don't ask. But if you ask, you get it. Hashem said, please don't ask. And you don't ask. That's the most powerful tefillah you could ever do. You want something, you really want it. Hashem says, if you ask for it, I'll give it to you, but don't ask. Oh, you can't do that. Why do that? Think what it could look like. Take something you really, really want. Take something you really want. God forbid, someone who's really close to Rachman Hatzlan who's ill. And the doctors have given up hope and you really want them and you're davening and davening for a shleima. Hashem says to stop because if you ask once more, I have to give them a refuah shleima. And you don't ask because Hashem asked you not to. You can't do that. Anyway, that tefillah we still love of the schus of the 560 tefillah that he didn't daven. Chazal are telling you in this midrash, whatever each word, every line of a midrash, you have to understand it. We're not going to spend our time analyzing this midrash the way you're supposed to analyze the midrash. I never claim to even start understanding the midrash. About one thing you do see is how unbelievable this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was. In the translation, there are three people that tefillah is written by them. Echad hu Moshe, Echad hu David, the Echad hu Oni. Don't know how Chana got left out of this. Yeah, that's an interesting question on the side because half of Brochus is. The fact that Brock is discussing how everything we do today, we daven to the way Tana daven. Question. The tefillah, okay. Lucky Nami, but I'm just saying Tana was the Tana's bold source of all our tefillah, the way we daven is because that's Tana. Okay. And who's Oni? The tefillah of Moshe, tefillah of David, the tefillah of Oni. Tefillah of Moshe, Isha Elokim. Tefillah of Moshe, Isha Elokim. There's no other tefillah like this. Moshe Ben is a unique tefillah. Moshe tefillah Isha Elokim. Tefillah of David. Tefillah zu she'en kamo v'melech acher. This tefillah of David. There was no other king that davened like him. Tefillah la'ani. Me'elu agimel mi chashuva mikulon. Of all the three, tefillah of Moshe, his 515 tefillahs. Tefillah of David, his whole life was one big tefillah. Or tefillah la'ani. Who's the most choshuv? This is Noah talking. Have I met tefillah la'ani? Tefillah zu kodemes le'tefillah shel Moshe v'kodemes le'tefillah shel David v'kodemes le'kol sha'at tefillah sa'ilom. Tefillah la'ani? That's greater than all the tefillahs. What's the reason? Yishum sha'ani hu shabur alev because of korav Hashem le'nishbore alev. And Ani is brokenhearted. And the Pasuk says that Hashem's close to everyone who's brokenhearted. He opens all the windows of Shemaim wide open. A Yosef, an Almana. All together, Tfila lo Ani, Bitzar. Someone who's Bitzar? Oho, Korav Hashem l'nishbor elayv. It's greater than the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We just saw what that tefillah looked like. Yeah? Tefillah of David, anybody heard of Sefer Tehillim? Tefillah of Ani. We'll see later as well. There's a type of tefillah that you have to use, the Shema Mefirash, which we can't use because we don't know what it is. Shema Mefirash, the 72, like a special, fancy, super-duper name. Moshe Rabbeinu used that in this tefillah here at Be'ez Chana. We'll see later, Tefillah La'ani is greater than. But even without the Shema Mefirash, if it's a Tefillah La'ani, it has more power than the Shema Mefirash. And you see that here. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah was the Shema Mefirash. The Tefillah La'ani gets up and he davens because he's in Taurus, not using any Kabbalistic secrets, not doing anything fancy. He's just brokenhearted. That's greater than all of that. Someone is brokenhearted. Brokenhearted. And Ani's because Ani's brokenhearted. He's brokenhearted. Besada, but somebody who hasn't got food for tomorrow is a gum Ani. With all due respect. Also called an Ani. The worst kind of Ani, Ani is an Ani Badas. Also, often a 10 or 11. But Kadami also needs understanding. And Achinami, I'm going to talk to the pastors. It wasn't a tefillah la'ani, no. It wasn't a tefillah, it was a tefillah of Moshe Isha Elokim. No. The Zohar says there were three tefillahs. Tefillah of Moshe Isha Elokim. Then there's a tefillah la'ani. As Moshe is not a tefillah la'ani. And the tefillah Ani is greater than the tefillah Shel Moshe. So obviously it didn't have the quality of Ani. Moshe Rabbeinu with his Shema Mefeirash that slices through like a sword. It doesn't have the same power as a person, just one thing, I want to finish the sentence, as a person who davens, makes himself into an oni, and he davens in front of Hashem brokenhearted. That's the koyach a person has, more than the tefillah of Moshe, the tefillah of an oni, the tefillah of a person who feels good question. I'm just learning the Zohar. I'm just telling you what it says in the Zohar. Good question. Many questions on this film. I'm saying you have to go learn the Midrash, what the tefillah was, etc. You're out. Okay, but you see clearly from the Zohar that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was lacking this yisod. I'll tell you what can happen sometimes when you're using the Shema Mefeirash. I don't know what it is. I've never used it. But you don't know that you need a Shivron Leiv. I've got the keys to Shemaim. You have the keys to the bank's strong room. Yeah, you don't need to buy one of those funny masks and get a crowbar and break into the bank because you've got the keys to the bank. Moshe Rabbeinu had the keys to Shemaim. He was Neman B'kol Beisav. Moshe Rabbeinu was draying around in the treasure houses. Tov, don't know what he was doing. He was using Kabbalistic secrets to daven to Hashem, who's a Navi. There's someone who doesn't know all of that. I'm just partial, so he knows he's got nothing else. Like we saw from the Rambam, somebody who goes knocking on everyone's door, they get very little because you've got, I don't know, someone else will help you. Someone else will help you. When you come to Hashem brokenhearted, no one else can help me. There's a power there that Hashem has, but you're right. It's only if you've got all these things. So that be so easy. I don't know how to learn Zohar, I don't know how to learn Midrashim. So you have to take out the Midrash with all the Forshim and go and see what's going on here. I get paid to read and translate. If somebody else wants to do it, I'm happy to sit and listen to you guys. I don't answer all the questions. I'm just listening to a Shia Barak people who know what he has to say. Don't what? No. I don't answer questions. I just push them off. Somebody else can deal with them later. There's a teretz and a dechia. I'm into dechia. Dechia is you push off the answer, push off the question. You don't answer it, you just push it off. No, there's big three. You have to spend. This is a lifetime's work. We said so. First reading, you're not going to cross all your T's. Agav Neil, no, these are good questions. I'm not chas b'chilina. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel broken hearted. He didn't want to go into the. What was he doing? Well, what was going on in his emotional state when he was dying to go into Eretz Israel? He must have been shattered that he couldn't go into Eretz Israel. He wasn't brokenhearted. He had the Shema Feirish and Tfililani. Could be that, no, because he had Shema Feirish. He was lacking in the Tfililani. When you have some, you know, when you have a sword, you don't feel so vulnerable. I don't know. I don't want to give cheat to Rutsim to you have to understand these things. The Midrashim took time to write about these things. I assume that, you know, there's what to be learned here. Altschul did us a wonderful favor. You know, get the Midrash Rabbah in Altschul. It's made to become a Aretz in Midrashim as well, the Valdik. You know, you can do your Shalmi, Bavli, and I can do the Midrashim also, not understand anything.
In Rabbi Eliyahu Akitok's book on Jewish poem, now in Adar, it's a beautiful Midrash. Moshe is davening.
Good. Take out the mamlos. Stop wherever you learn, whatever. Okay. Agav Neil might be there. Let's just finish off. Vav. Ba'ara noiru lamais elizeh milan nois sa'oni ra'avi vish. Libo is shobur alov. Just an interesting side in parenthesis here. Just an observation he's making. Be very careful not to cause tsar to an oni or to embarrass somebody who's brokenhearted. The Mushi is there. שהיא לגשס, לצער, מוישה רבינו ושלמה דוד המלך כישראל, שנשיכוס או נשיכה, שאו ויקסוס הנקסיסס אקרא וכל שכן העוני ושובו לייב, הן יקרא עליך על השם בינה זויס. Understand this well. If you would insult Moshe Rabbeinu, or you would chip with David HaMelech, their words were like mamash scorpion stings. Kol shekein an oni, and a broken-hearted person, be very careful not to belittle him, or not to get him upset, because if he'll cry out to Hashem, oh, a lot of trouble. Omanas, you say, man, be very, very careful.
Oh, did you say something? I didn't know when you're driving.